risk assessment of patients with PAH. These are all the things we look at. We're trying to make decisions about patients, their therapy, and how they're going to do. On the left, determinants of prognosis, clinical signs of right heart failure, edema, ascites, elevated neck veins, symptom progression, syncope. And you can see, as you go down that list on the left and you go across on the right, we break these patients up into low risk, intermediate risk, and high risk. A low risk patient has a pretty low chance of dying in the next year because they don't have heart failure, they don't have symptom progression, they don't have syncope. They're functional class group one or two. Their walk distance is better than 440 and so on. And you can see hemodynamically, they should have a normal mean RA pressure and a good cardiac index greater than 2.5. Intermediate risk, somewhere in between. Now, I argue that a patient with PH, for example, should not have occasional syncope unless they're running up the stairs or really pushing it. Syncope is a bad sign. But these intermediate risk patients, functional class group three, which is a broad group, walks are a little shorter. But you can see this is a pretty heterogeneous group. You can have a walk distance of 165 or a walk distance of 439. Those are very different patients. We don't do CPET in everyone. Many find it to be a useful test, especially if you're not quite sure how to handle someone. CPET may be a tiebreaker in terms of decisions. BNP may be slightly elevated, but not severely so. And then the high-risk patients on the far right. Higher risk of death of the next year. They have signs of right heart failure. They have syncope. They have rapid progression. They're functional class four, terrible walk test. And these high-risk patients may not have all of these features. But if you've got rapid progression, syncope, you're functional class four, and on cath, your mean RA pressure is greater than 14, your index is less than two, you're high risk.